Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having someone that you've met before on the show. Maybe you've seen him on television. Maybe you've read his byline. Rick Newman's back. Rick is a chief business correspondent for U.S. News. When you met him the first time on the show, he was here as the author of the outstanding new book, Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success, and he's a very prolific reporter. You've seen him, as I say, on television reporting on his work, and he's here to talk to us about some of that very work. He's our friend, Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Happy to be with you.
Good to have you back. And one of the things that you've been working on, and is of course, everybody knows about the fiscal cliff. Everybody, I mean, it's like ad nauseum, right? I mean, we're to the point where we got sick of it, and there was this huge buildup, this huge, you know, calamity that we supposedly averted when the politicians, the political class in Washington, finally pulled something together. But you're saying, and this is scaring the heck out of me, Rick, you're saying that 2013 is going to be the year of the cliff.
We've got more of these big dramatic deadlines coming, unfortunately, and I think the market is starting to pay attention to this as well. So the next big one that's coming is this deadline for raising the federal debt ceiling, the borrowing limit. This, we've been through this before in the summer of 2011. It was a fiasco.
Yep.
That's back when there was no agreement to increase the borrowing limit until the very last second. There was talk about we might have to default on U.S. debt.
There's a credit downgrade.
Yeah, Social Security payments might not go out and things like that, and that was what occasioned the first downgrade. So that's coming again, and you might say
to
yourself,
"In just a couple of months."
Yeah, there's no date for it because it's when the government actually runs out of money and it needs to borrow more. But most people think it'll be mid to late February. So you might say to yourself, "Well, it was such a mess last time. Surely the legislators in Washington will say to themselves, oh, we don't want to go through that again and embarrass the whole country again." But the problem here, Jim, is that the reason these things go up till the very last second is that that's when each side thinks that it has the most bargaining power. So that by nature, these tend to be last-minute solutions. We all know what happens in the meanwhile. It's not, the media talks about nothing else. Everybody gets bummed out. Consumer confidence falls. People stop spending money. The stock market falls and so on. I mean, it's totally dysfunctional, but it's just the situation we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the situation we have because Washington has determined that their way of doing business is actually acceptable, and that it's actually relevant to the rest of us. And the truth is, they are doing their own kabuki dance. That's totally irrelevant to the way we operate out here, except that what they produce affects us. I mean, when we watch them, Rick, as business owners, when we watch Washington D.C., the way they think about money, the way they think about income and expenses and borrowing money, we don't even recognize what they're doing.
It's trite at this point to say that Washington is a farce. But I guess I'll say it anyway.
Yeah.
Washington is a farce. I mean, I everybody looks at this and says you could never run a business like this. You couldn't even run a family like this.
Rick, some of the stuff they do. If I did some of the things they did in my business, I would be arrested. It's against the law for me to do some of the things that they do.
Absolutely. And who can run anything if you don't know how to plan for what's going to happen? Not even next month. I mean,
and that's the point I was making. What they're doing is disconnected from us, but yet their unleadership product imposed on us while we're trying to run logical businesses.
Yep, they're doing the opposite of what they should be doing, which is
how do we fix this?
That's a good question, but I think, we're not going to change democracy, I don't think, and I'm not sure should.
I don't think that's really democracy anymore, though, up there. What they're doing is not really, I don't know. But, you know, I keep reminding myself, and I reminded my audience about this recently in a column I wrote, Rick, about what de Tocqueville said. He said, you know, in a democracy, citizens get what they deserve.
Well, you know, Jim, I think the biggest problem in Washington is one we don't really see, and it's the money involved.
Yep.
It's all the special interest money. That's right.
So maybe we find a way to get rid of that stuff.
If we could reform that,
Let's elect people who will say they'll do that. What about that?
I think that'd be great, but I think they get captive.
Yeah, so. Exactly. We have to hold them to it. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, he's with U.S. News. His book is Rebounders. When we come back, we're going to talk about his winners and losers for 2013. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.